Let us start Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis V'Chachamim Aymerim Iboi Yilohu. We have here a machlekes between Rab Lezer and the Chachamim. If one is permitted to be Teile, Amishameres. Chachamim Aymerim Ein Teile Amishameres B'Yontif. Rab Lezer holds that Teile. Iboi Yilohu. Tolo Mai. What happens if one is Toile Amishameres, Bishabis or Viyontev, according to the Chachomim? Omar Rav Yosef, according to the Chachomim, that it is Osa. Iboilu Tolo Mai, Omar Rav Yosef, Tolo Chayiv Chatos. That this is a halacha of Asiyas Oil Gomu, of a person's Toile Amishameres. Perhaps it's Kedai to tell over the Mishneh Brura, explains what the tzir of a mishameres is. So he explains that it was a the osui ke'ein sak. It is a material like a sak, v'hu rochov, and it's very broad. Upasuach lemailo v'sosum v'chodod lemato. It looks like a small triangle with the tip on the bottom and the base on the top. Umachnison He says, the top is lamaise spread out around the keli, around the chavis, and it is a small indentation there. And then you put the shmol. So the gemara calls the shayla tolomai, what are you mechuyi? Omar Rav Yosef, Tolo chayiv chatos. Omale abaye, elo miyato, tolo kuza besichta ochenami de mechayiv. If yachayiv a chatos for this, even though it's an oil aroi, so if a person will go and hang up a pot on the wall, so he also should be chayiv chatos. Elo omar abaye, midrabononi, shalo yeyose kederech shehu oise bechayiv. Abaye said that it is at the Rabbon. I'd like to elaborate a little on this, which by the last year, I didn't elaborate. Elom Abaye mid Rabbonon kosri lo chachomim de masnisin. The Rabbonon asked to spread over a mishameres. The loy shav kinelei lemitlei. We don't permit him to hang it there. Lemeeved uvde dechayu. Because this is an uvde dechel. Now, to understand what Rashi is saying, let us first see Rashi weiter, kuf lamed tes omed beis. The Gemara daf kuf lamed tes omed beis, it is where the small aleph of the bach is. Oma rabbe baravune, marim odom ala mishameres v'yontev, a person is permitted. Like this we said, ain't toilin b'yontif, but there's a haromet that a person is permitted to do. Marim odom ala mishameres b'yontif, litlois bo rimoinim, v'toile bo shmor. He is going to cover the schovitz, and he's going to put rimoinim there, on top of the mishameres. So he's using the shameres as a oifen to hold up the rimoinim. And later he can put shmorim there. Omar Ravashi v'hude tola bo remoinim. But not he's saying he's putting it to hold remoinim and later he's going to put shmorim. He taka puts remoinim. And later he can go after he takes off the remoinim. The remoinim were there for 20 minutes. He can take them off and put shmorim. Now let us see, there's a yesodistik Rashi. So Rashi says, marim odom ala meshameres b'yontev. L'rabonon da omri ein toilin es ha meshameres b'yontev. The Rabbonon hold the entailness of Esabeshameres beyond it. V'ukimno. So now Rashi goes back on Agamor. The time, what is the reason? Abaye said, what is the reason that one is not permitted to put up a Mishameres? Lav Mishum Oyel. This is not considered an Oyel. Elo Mishum Uvde Dechel. This is only Oser Alts Uvde Dechel. So therefore, Marim v'toyla oisa letzeich remoinim. So therefore, one is permitted to put up this mishameres l'tzayrach ramayinim. The lav ubdin dechel nino. This is not a ubdin dechel. If he puts it up for the purpose that it should be mishameh, it's an ubdin dechel. We'll see why in a minute. But if he puts it up l'tzayrach ramayinim, it's not an ubdin dechel. Umisanin bar shmorim. Later, he can go and be misanin shmorim. Hoyel benitlis. It's hanging already. Domrinen noisnim letluya biyontev. Vude talibor emoinim bereishe. The mukach milse de meikore lav lishmorim talye. So if a person puts up a mishameres, so that's called, if he puts up a mishameres, letzairech shimur, this is an uvda dechoyl. He puts up a mishameres letzairech emoinim, is not an uvda dechoyl. That is what the Gemara says, and that was what Abaye was machadish here, that the Iser is not als oyel, the Iser is als uvde dechel. The Ramban, in our Gemara, in the Kuf Lamed Ches, explains Shitas Rashi, so the Ramban says as follows. What is the uvde dechel? Shelo yisakein lishmer mekdiyus kechel. He says, by chel, this was, they used to put up a mishameres, anachovis, in order to strain the wine. So that was a childike pu'ule. So memele, this is us. V'lav mishum oyel aroi, but there's no iser als oyel whatsoever. Rekter Ramban, if according to Abaye, that there's no iser bechlal als oyel by spreading out a mishameres, the whole iser is only als uvde dechel. Psepsanu iser of uvde dechel, shlo yisaken lishme bekriyis kebechel. Psepsanu iser. So the Ramban asks, so the whole Gemara in the beginning of the Perek doesn't make sense. The Gemara had a kasha and Rabbelezer says that Teilen is a mishameres biyontev. So the Gemara is a kasha and Rabbelezer. Madach, you can't be moisef on a noyel aroi. How can you make a noyel aroi? That was the Gemara's kasha and Rabbelezer. And the Gemara answers with a whole shtik teire that Rabbelezer holds machshire yoichol nefesh is mutter. Tak it's osar al tzoyel aroi. No machshire yoichol nefesh is mutter. A ganse meis. Frek der Ramban amoyer dike kasha and Rashi. Abaye just said over here that there's nothing to do bechlau with oil. There's no iser oil whatsoever. Therefore, the Gemara says later, marim litlois, and you put remoinim. It's also only als an uvde dechel, as the Ramban said, shlo yisaken lishmer bekvies kebechel. Doing a pula that you're mishama, that's a vochendike pula. So, but if there's no shayla of oil, so Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold of this uvde dechel. The whole Gemara before, you had a whole sugya before, that the Gemara had a tremendous problem. Rabbi Lezer asks a fellow, oh, he saw an oil aroi, so he's making an oil aroi. There's no oil over here. That was what Abaye was mechadish. So the Ramban answers according to Rashi, that the Gemara before is going according to Rabbi Yosef. The whole sugya before is going to Rabbi Yosef learned that this mishameres is als oil kvaf eluhiel, the old yechayiv chatos. So according to Rabbi Yosef, so that was the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha was that Rabbi Lezer in Hilchis oil is a greater machmer than the Chachamim. So there the Gemara says that Rabbi Lezer is meikol als machshir yechol nefesh. That is the whole sugya before. But according to Abaye, we can forget about this whole sugya. So you don't have to say Rabbi Lezer is Mekel, more than Rabbi Yehuda with Machshir Echol Nefesh. It could be a very simple machloikis. The Chachamim hold that it is also als the Chachamim hold that it is also als Uvdu Dachil. Rabbi Lezer holds it's not also als Uvdu Dachil. The Nasar Uvdu Dachil. That is how the Ramban learns Pshat according to Rashi. The Ramban himself does not want to say that. The Ramban wants to say that it is also take als oyel aroi. The iser is als oyel aroi. Now, before we go further, mein lochere the Gemara weiß doch is that the iser is not als oyel, because the Gemara says Ella Amar Rabaye midarabbonon hi. So yase kederech shehu oise bechayil. I mean, the Gemara weiß doch, it's not also al tzoyel aroi. The Gemara says episavot of chayil, uvda da chayil. So the Chidushi Yaran explains this, he's going according to the Shita Hasarambam. Isir darabonon mishum oyel aroi. Elo, mishum deloishayich boho afilu oyel aroi. That means in oil, it also would not be poshet to aser it. Asmechu a'uvde d'choyl, umishum drora de iser oyel. That means they answered this, they said that this is osir al sanuvda d'chil, but the reason they answered it was because this is me'ena oil. Umistavre, the bechol mokim, the nokat mishum uvda d'chil, kili surayu mishvus. That means this is not a shvus d'rabonon. Oil aroi would mean that this is mid'rabonon, this is an asiyas oil. So it's osir al zboine mid'rabonon. Uvde d'choil is a smaller madrega, is a lesser madrega than a shvus d'rabbonim. They answer the taste this, the gather of the issa was uvde d'choil, and the reason of the issa was mishum drora de issa oil. That is what the Ramban says. Now the Ramban gets stuck. If there is a issa of oil, so how do you understand Pshat and the Gemara later by Rimonim? The Gemara says later he's allowed to be Taylor the Meshameres for Rimonim. Okay, so Rashi felt it different. Since there's no Isser Oyel, so Memele, so the whole Isser is Meshameres, putting up Lashem Meshameres, so Memele, if he does it for Rimonim is Mutter. But according to the Ramban, that the Yisote Isser is Oyel, so what's Pshat I'm putting for Meshameres, I'm putting for Rimonim? So the Ramban says a very interesting pshat. So the Ramban says as follows: Hay d'shorinen berimoinim mishum da'toyle lishmorim moischa yofe v'koyva v'kiskisa. If a person wants to put this material over a chavis, that it should be mishama shmorim, so he makes it tight and he attaches it good on the sides of the chavis. So then it has it's a type of an oil. It's also, it's a psma'in oil. Va'atoyla l'rimoinim, but if he wants to, some as they put rimoinim on top of the chavis, ain't tzorech l'moyscha ulekovo. So there he doesn't have to go and stretch it out, that it should be taut. V'lav oil uklo. So therefore, that's the chilek of rimoinim and mishameres. Rimoinim, it doesn't have a tzur of an oil. And by Mishameres, it is a tzur of an oil. This is the Ramban's pshat in the Gemara. The Rashba asks on the Ramban, if that's the chilek, so the whole Gemara is shver. So don't say you should put it for Rimoinim, and the Gemara says later you have to put Rimoinim there first. Let the Gemara say that if you're not allowed to make it tight, you'll make it loose. The whole lumdus is if it's loose, it's not nirik oil. If it's tight, it is nirik oil. So red klar de bure. If you want to make a loose mishameres, it's good. If you want to make it tight, it's no good. That's the Rashba's kasha on the Ramban. But al koponim, this is the machloikis in the Gemara. He says the Ramban. The Sheran learned that it's a psad iser of oil, but it's not a psaposh iser of oil, it's a nuvda d'choil mishum drore d'oil. And according to Rashi, the Gemara fell off on the iser of oil, and the iser is now as uvda d'choil that fakert shlo yisakin lishmer bekviyis ke b'choil, that fakert like he's putting on a mishameres, this is a choil de kepoule, so therefore they asel. If he's putting on l'shem shimu, and therefore remainim is we can understand why remainim is mutter. Let us see Tosfos. Elo Omar Abaye midarabono. V'af al gav de tole kuze besichse afilo iser darabono leki. Mili darabono shayach shaper lechalak. Avim mishemeres midaraisa osar ein shayach lechalak. So now Tosfos asks what was with Abayis Kash, Abayis and Rabbi Yosef said that Yechayev Chatos, he says, Tolakuz also should be Chayev Chatos. So what did he say now? He said, "Na, it's also mit der Rabbana." Fragt doch Toises, what's different Talakuse? Sagt der Machzis HaShekel, that Toises learned like the Ramban, that the Isser is als Asiyas Oil. So Toises had a kasha, so Toises says, so Toises Lushitose had a kasha. Well, Yosef said it's an oil dear ice, so Abaye jumped down his neck, an oil dear ice, and told the Sikhse Bekuse, so call it Talakuse Besikhse, it also should be Chayim as an oil. Now you say it's an oil dear Rabbonon, we also have the same kasha, that was Toises' kasha. So Toises answered, in the Rabbonon, we can make a chilek already, in the ice is shvel machalik to say. So that is if Toises learned like the Ramban, that the Yisoyte Isser is an Isser of Asiyas oil, I feel according to Abaye. So the male Taisa had a good kasha. If you learn according to Rashi that the whole isha, the isha is uvda the chayil shlo yisaken lishmer bekviyis ke bechayil de ikiris asiyis meshameres, this is a vochendike peule. So there's a kasha if I hang a pot on the wall. The kasha finds sich nicht on. So that meant doch that Taisa learned like the Ramban. Taisa did not learn like Rashi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mankit Abaye Chumri Masnise Veton. Abaye was malakit from singular, there were the verschiedene bereises, which said Yechidistika Halochis, and Abaye was malakit from all these bereises, and he made them into klolas. Vetoni, and he said as follows, he made one klol as follows, Hagud Vamishameres Kilo, Vikise galen lo yasa. Vim oso, potravel oso. All I saw, this is a category of osamidarabono. All I kva lo yasa, vim oso chayiv chatos. Avol mito, vikise traskel, va asle, muta lenatoisan lechatrila. So there are three categories, muta, oso, and chayiv. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Mankit, Malkit, he gathered together. Chumri, Masnaise, Klolois, Shel Bereises. The categories, the generalities of the Bereises. Choymer, what does Choymer mean? Chumri, Kesher. He was Mekasher them together. Kloymer, Klolois, Shemotso, Bereises. Begut, Levado. He found a Bereise that spoke about good. He learned them together. This is one cloud. Those who fall into the category Potter Abalosa. This is another category. Now, what are these in Yom? So Rashi says, Hagud, Hu Oir Shel Beheime Tofu. This is a skin of a behemoth that's sewn together. Upiv rochov miyot. It has a very wide mouth. V'yesh lo yishansin, and it has laces to it. Now, if you want to picture what this good was behemoth like this. They wanted to carry around something that could open up. We picture like a very big sack which have a zipper on the side and it opens up completely. And that was the shansen. The shansen were that it used to, you couldn't walk around carrying such a big thing, so you used to fold it together and used to tie it together with the laces. And then when they wanted to open it up, so they opened up the shansen and they spread it out and they're able to put food on top of it and the cold air blew on the bottom of it and that was how they preserved the food. This was this good. A good who oir shal behim etofu, upiv rochav miyoit. The Piskerit says that. Urshenoisin, when you used to travel, mekamtin eshansav, you tie together, you tighten the laces, v'nasa kamin sakodol, so you're able to carry it with you. And like this, you opened it up, so it spread out completely. Upiv rochav miyoit. Had a very wide mouth, because the whole thing was a pep. Ve'ivrei drochem memalin oisa yayin oicholov b'mokim she'toikim sham oholeihem lolum v'shoitchen oisoi, they spread it out upiv masuach al gabi yisedet, could be they had bottles of wine or cholov, and this was they used for the refrigeration. Baruach oiveres mitachtov, and the wind, the cold wind blew underneath it, umetztanen shaloi iskalkel hayay. Avedoyme la'oyel la'acher shenimtach. So memele, they, since they used to spread it out, and you say this, so this is like an oil. This is an oil aroy, which is awesome. Kilo sheyesh begago tefach. So this is a canopy over a bed that they spread out. Vekisei galen. So what is kisei galen? K'moi mito galal niso dekire. What does that mean? Vuhu sheimokim. Umefalkim mitoiseyem. Vekisoisom. And their mitois and their kisois, their chairs, they used to take apart. V'toyen in oisayim oem, v'choyzren umarzirin oisam. And later, they used to travel, they used to take apart these chairs, and then they used to put them back together again. Is all these three lo yase, the oil aray ninu, this is an oil aray. That's by what? That's by kilon, that's by gut. V'kisei galim is not a shayla of oil whatsoever, according to Rashi. This was Betzem, they used to put it together, and it was a rofui dike chibu. So memele, so therefore it's only also midrabon and gzeira shema yitoka b'chayzik. It seems that this is not fall into the category of boine, since it is not put it together tightly, but it's also midrabon and gzeira shema yitoka b'chayzik. Avol mite shalonu, now we'll come into those which are mutter legamri. Mite shalonu, hamachuberes, voimedes. It is all put together. Im hoisas kufe, if it was standing up vertically. Oim moite al tzideo, or it's standing on its side. Mutter linatoiso, liyashva al ragleo. She allowed to take this mite and put it down. Avol gav da hashta ovid oil. That means before when it was standing vertically, there was no oil. Now by putting it down on the ground, it is mile over the kalkeshori. The loy midi ovid, he didn't make anything. Eli yisuve ba'almen. He's using this to sit on, to lay on. So the male that's not called, he made an oil. It was here already. He just put it down. Seems like when you spread out an oil, that's something. Before you didn't have this oil. I mean, before it was together, now you spread it out. So that is doimet to asiyas oil. Here the mita already, the whole area of the mita was made already. Just putting it down, it seems that's not called any asiyas oil. Kisei traskel, kach shemoi, vel yoinoi shel oil, and the top of it is made out of leather. Lemekaplin oisoi, and you fold it up. Chshemesalkin oisoi, seimchen oisoi lekaisel. When you don't use it, you lean it on the kaisel, folding chairs. Chsheroitze leishev olov, noiteyu, v'yoishev al dalet raglai. When he wants to go and use it, so he opens it up. And it stands on 4 feet, and now you have some type of an oil. It's mile. Afal pi kein it is mutter. Va'asla osi kein kisei traskel. Av oil haporish olov nokuv lebeis hakisei. It's the same type. It's a type of a chair that was the was put on. It was an oil that was attached to a frame, but they had a nekiv in it. That's called, he's not making anything, it's already made, he's just opening it up, so this does not fall into the category of boine or asiyas oil. Let us see Toisvis. Kisei galen, loike perish akuntaris mite galnal nise, the shili kire, Rashi says, Rashi learns pshat, that it is the same case to miti galal nise, and there the iser is, one is putting together a mite, and we aser gzeire shimshama yitoka b'chayzik, v'asem shimshama yitoka, the kule shmaite airi b'iser oyel. The whole thing is speaking about iser oyel, And all of a sudden, she comes in with a kisei traskel, which is gor another iser in ganzen. This is an iser of a boine. He's putting together. He's putting the parts together, and it's mutter no gzeira shema yitoka. But Emerson, if we'll hold cheshbin, Tosfos l'shitosai es the kasha, and according to Rashi, is bechlal not gefelach the kasha. What did Abaye put together? He put together good, mishameres, kilo, v'kisei galim. Now, according to Rashi, mishameres is not an oil dike isa. We just learned before, mishameres is also as uvde dechoil. Bechlal not also begeder oil. The same way, the Rashba Taka says that Rashi learned the kulam kelim shegozru chachomim benitiyosom. These are kelim which Chazal asked to open them up. Zem ishum oyu, zem ishum uvde dechel, zem ishum shema yitoka. That what Abaye put together is Lavdak, he put all the oils together. He put all the opening up or spreading out of kelim, which are also for different reasons. It's also in the Rabbana. Rashi, it's muchach, there's different categories. This is, Meshameres is also the Dechoil. Taisus, Lishitosi, we mentioned before. Taisla, Meshameres is also like the Rabban. The Meshameres is also Alsasiyas oil. So everything, oil, and all of a sudden he sticks in Kisei Galim, which is also Alsgor, a different reason already. So Taisus, that's why Taisus is Chaylik and Rashi. The Kulish might Ayri be Iser oil. Elohainu ke'ein mita. This is like a mita. Shepirsin oleho oil. You had a frame over here. This kisei galim was a frame. And you spread out over the frame leather. So the leather is not attached to the frame. You have a frame and you spread out leather. Ba'osar mishum oil, and this is osar al tzasiyas oil, shemoyshev tchila hamite, v'achal kach poyres ha'er, v'ahave mimato lemailo, ba'osar kedi isa bebei beperk ha'mevi kadayayin, v'puya osar milamato lemailo. Now we're going to have in the next thesis a little thesis that elaborates a little more on this nekude, but the Gemara says in Beye as follows. The Gemara says in Beye, that this din of asiyas oil aroi. Let me tell you a lotion of the Mishnah Berurah and some Mishnah Tezvov. Leinyan oil aroi. When is an oil aroi also loy osru ba'oise es hagag lechud im loy sha'oise es hagag kedei lahogid. That means if a person is making a gag for protection, so then this is also. Then that's cool. That's an oil. That's also. He's putting the gag. He wants to be megin from the sun, from the elements. That's called an oil. But if he's making a gag without an intent of hagone, so a gag is mutter. Avo belav hochi loy osru keim kaoise gam hamechitzes. When he makes mechitzes, then that's called he's making a whole binyan. When he makes a binyan, he makes mechitzes. So the Gemara says in Beye as follows. So the Gemara says, when is it also? If he makes a derech binyan. What's a derech binyan? First he makes the mechitzes, and then he puts the covering over the mechitzes. That looks like a binyan. For example, we'll have later in the next Taisvis, the Gemara says over there that he used to make a madurim. In Yontif. So what was the Madura? The Madura, they used to make piles of wood, they used to make a square, and then on top of the square they used to put long logs over it. So Memele, so that was Derech Binyan. He made first the Kaisolim, and then he made the Gag. That's also Derech Binyan. So Memele, so the Gemara says, in Beya Puria, if you'll make a bed this way, first you put down the bed, that is like you're making the mechitzas, we'll see klara in the next taisvis, and then you cover the bed, so memeilu, that's derech binyan is also. So that's what taisvis says over here, that was the skisei galen. The skisei galen was that he made first the bed and he spread out the he spread out the oir over the bed, so that is also in the Rabban. Kisei traskel, zoktoisvis, yesh bohen oir, this kisei has an oir attached to it, he spreads out the oir, so now Toisvis wants to emphasize shehu kavua bekise. Now, I just said before, if you're going to make first a mechitze, and then you're going to spread out an oir over it, that's also midarabon and also see his oil. So what is this kisei traskel? It's also the same thing. You have koisolim, you have mechitzes, and then you have an oir over it. So Taisva says, here the key is, because since it is attached already to the frame, so male, this doesn't fall into the gather of asiyas oil, it's osiva oimichayim. Shokoin shahoya kavua bekise. The imloi came, hoya osol in a taisai. Kedama beperika maybe. Omar of Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda brings down, this is the halacha we mentioned before by a medure, if you make a whole binyan with the logs. Hai medulto, milemailo lemato shori. So if you want to make this medure, so you know what you do, you first start building from the top. You first bring the long logs, and then you bring, and then you make the mechitzes, perish, shenoisnin eitzim mikana mikan. V'noisnim, these are the mechitzes. V'noisnim aleihem eitzim aruchem olkan l'roichav shal eilu. V'mei v'itchila eitzim shenoisnim l'mailos. If you'll first bring the top eitzim. V'achakein eitzim shemikan amikan. Einoi kein derech siyas oil. That is not the derech how one usually builds an oil. Las is agak trila v'achar of hatfonis. V'shori. V'chi haigavne kori milamaylo lemato. This is called, he's building milamaylo lemato. You have to practically understand. I mean, since it's the law of gravity, so you have two people holding the long logs, and then they come and make underneath it, they make the walls that support it. So memele, if it is made this oifen, that first the gag is brought, and then the mechitzes tachtava made, so memele, this, since the whole thing is an oil arroy, so we have before, as mentioned before in the Mishnah Berurah, so you need derech binyan, so milamaylo lemato is muta. Milamato lemaylo also, but if you'll do it the normal way, you'll first build the mechitzes, and then you'll put the gag on top of it, it's also. Vechein, then the Gemara says a bunch of mishalim, beyoso, perish, kshenoisnim beyim al gabe ha'askelo shekoirin gardail. This is a type of a grill. And we will see this grill had mechitzes. And they used to, there was places on the top of this grill to stick eggs in. They used to roast the eggs. Kshenoisnim emele, so if you'll first put down the grill, and then you'll fill up the holes with eggs, some amelas, that's called, that's derech binyan. So you have to v'chein b'yaso, perish neisnem b'yim al gabi yaskele, shenoisnem b'yim t'chile, b'oiches ben b'yode, you hold them, ad shemei b'akeli tachtem, shori, d'ayinem elamayla lamata. V'chein kidro, if you'll take a pat, shemei shivin al shtei chovyis, shetzoich l'orzo b'yode, v'achekach l'sader tachter ha'chovyis. V'chein chavite, chavit shemesadren ba'oitzer, omeshivin achas al gabishtayim. The same thing, they used to make chavis, they used to have two chavis, they used to put a third one on top of both of them. So everything is an oil. V'chein puria, lifres oil t'chila ba'avir, v'achar kach lovi amita tachta. So these are all cases that milamala lamata's mutter, milamata lamayla, So Taisus wanted to say, so it's sometimes also. And here it says this kisei traskel is muta. So Taisus would say, because here the difference is because here it's mechuba to the frame, so it's also ivoimit. The chol hanu. Oh no. Umiyu yesh laforish hachdish maite be'enei kosher. One could say by this kisei traskel, that the oir is not attached to the frame. The oir is not attached to the frame, yes. And speaking about he made it lemaila lemata. Aber mashma de bchalin ye meiri. The means the abayish have differentiated. If it is speaking about a certain oifen, so don't say generalities. Kisei traskel say kisei traskel shasoy lemaila lemata. Since it says kisei traskel stam, vayisto is bchal oifen. This is mutter. So al kolchoch. We have to say that this is different since the oyer is attached to the frame. Now, Tosfos says, a moiradike yisot, v'chol hanu da osrinen bebeye. Oyma rabbeinu tam, de davke devorim sheyesh lehem mechitze ad laoretz. Now, if we are asserin, melamata lemailo, that it is derech binyin, so lamata lemaila is only osa if lamata lemaila is only osa if there's a mechitze, a full-fledged mechitze lamata, and then you go and put lemaila agag. So that is derech binyan. Avo lahoishiv hakdeira al trapid, a tripod. So that means that there's no mechitzes whatsoever. It has three legs, and you go and put a kdeir on top of it. Shari, afilu lemata lemaila lahavi atrapit chila v'achakach loyishiv akdeir v'chein loyishiv ashulchan agabi sabsolim. If you'll just have a board that you want to use for a table, and you'll put it on sapsolim that have legs, so you're just sticking a board on top of legs, so there it is, you could put the legs first and put the board on top of it. Vayosa v'kidro v'chavise u'pure yesh lahem yesh lahem sheyesh lahem mechitze. All of these things have mechitzes. So since all these things have mechitzes, so then it is also. So now we have to understand, so Tosfos is telling us, we paskin like Tosfos l'halocha, that Tosfos is telling us an oyel that is not made l'hogin, no, it is an oyel, so it is only also if there are mechitzes gemurais milamata, not feet, you need mechitzes milamata, So then it's also of niri kebinyan, and then the seder is milamato lemailo. The Rashba asks on Tosfos, if this is true, so he asks, so what is the case of good? Good was the case we spread out an oyer and four yeseidis. They didn't make four mechitzes over there. There was four yeseidis, and they spread this out, and for you say this, and finished. You're not using it lahogin tachtov, and there's no mechitzes. But afal pikein, good is also. This is a mechidike kasha that the Rashba asks on Tosfos. The Rashba answers that if you are mishtamish ba'avir shetachteho, if you're using the avir shetachteho, so then it is also afilu there are no mechitzes. So memeila, so he says as follows: a shulchan you never mishtamish with the avir shetachteho, therefore there you need mechitzes. A bed, since you are mishtamish ba avir shetachteho, you put your slippers underneath the bed. So memeila, so then even without mechitzes, it is also. And the Rashba explains that by good, that's called your mishtamish ba'avish etachter, because you want the cool air to flow underneath it in order to be metzanin the yain and chol of shal gabov. That's also called mishtamish ba'avish ele. Al koponim, this is a choymer of the Rashba. Taksim el halacha, we don't paskel like the Rashba. The Bi'alach says, you have to know what the teretz of good is, that of our kaponim, we don't paskin like the Rashba. L'alach, we are makel, that if the oil was not put out, k'day lo hogin, amasha tachtov, you need mechitzes, and then an oihel, and it is only us if it is made melamata lamayla, lamayla lamata is muta. We have to understand why good is taka osa. The kasha is a meyodik kasha, but seems lalocha we're not machma like the Rashba. Zok the Gemara weiter. Vein noisnim letluya b'shabbes. We had in our Mishnah a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. If one is permitted to put Yehev HaMeshameres that is tluya over a chavis, is one permitted to put Shmorim in this Meshameres? Now Rashi was nice enough to tell us what the Svara of Rabbi Elazar is. Rashi says, "Ein derech boirer bekach." But Rashi did not explain completely why isn't it derech boirer. But that is the svore of Rabbi Elazar, "Ein derech boirer bekach." Be'emison, I found three mahalchim in Rishonim to explain Rabbi Elazar. Last time we mentioned it from the Chodesh Ha'Ovid, but the Rashba also says the same thing, that since the Breire is done memele, so memele, the Breire is not done through him. He puts the gushi shmorim, that's it's the shmorim and mashkede, and he sticks it on the sack, which is spread over the chavis, and then later the sack does everything. Er tut gar nicht. So memele, since it's a Breire, the memele, that means the etzem Breire is done not through his pu'ule. So memele, so Rabbi Elazar held that there's no issa boira. Someone asked me, what is this different than zoire? Zoire v'ruach mesayate means, but he also participates in the breire. The Gemara Nakoynis Vaistachoyis, that when he throws it into the ruach, also loosens the psoilas from the oichel, and then the wind helps. It's the Gemara Shtalso Libo Velipsei HaRuach, that means he and the wind together, Ruach Mesayatoi. The Ruach is helping him, but it's a Shutvis. They are both working to separate the Pseilas from the Oichel. That's called Boire. But over here, he just puts it on the Mishameres, and the Mishameres takes care of everything. That's like, this is what you would call, this is, Mutta, this is a breire de memela. That's the svara of Rabbi Elazar. We'll see soon what the Chachamim hold about this, but this is Rabbi Elazar. This is how the Rashba learns pshat in Rabbi Elazar. The Ritva learns pshat that he held ein boire elo lahatznia, to put away. That's called tikkun oichel. Avoloichloi miyad loi. But if he's going to use it, he's going to benefit from it. So Rabbi Elazar held that this is muta. That means, so this is a chiddush, even though it's boire bekeili. In halacha, we hold boire bekeili is chayav afilu la'alter. Rabbi Elazar held it as a. That's the ein derech breire bekach, since he's the, it's la'och loy miyad. The Piskei Horid says of the third pshat in Rabbi Elazar, ein boire achar boire. What's pshat? The ike breirosei shal yayin begasu. That means when it's in the gas, so memele, which is a large area, so there's a tremendous separation of the chalzanim from the psoilas from the wine. So even the mishamere zicher enhances the wine, it becomes much clearer, it's filtered much better than it was in the gas, but since the Ike Breire already was accomplished in the gas, Rabbi Elazar holds, ein Breire racha Breire. So we hear with three mahalchim, what the svar of Rabbi Elazar is. Now the Chachomim say, vein oisnin letluya b'shabbos. One does not put into a tluya b'shabbos. According to the Rabbonon, it is also. Iboyilahu, shimer mai. What happens if he did put it into a tluya b'shabbos? Is it also mid the Rabbonon, also mid the Torah? Omar Rav Kahana Shimer Chayev Chatos. So Rav Kahana said, if he was Mishama, he's Chayev Chatos. So that means it's a machloikes min a kotzer la kotzer. That the Chachomim hold your Chayev Chatos, Rabim hold your Chayev Chatos, and there's a Das Yochid that can say it's Mutter Legamri. That's the machloikes. So this, Rav Sheshes did not want to buy. Maskif lo Rav Sheshes. Mi ikamidi de rabbonon mechai vichatas Rabbi Lezer Shori. So the Mephoshim explained that they start finding a whole bunch of cases that we do see that there's a machlekes min hakotze lakotze. So one of the mahalchim is, but a rabbim should say yechai vichatas, and a yochid should say it's muta legamri, such a machlekes we don't find. That's Rav Sheshes. It can't be like that. Mi kemidi de rabbonon mechai vichatas Rabbi Lezer Shori lachatchila. Maskif lo Rav Yosef, alom aloi, harei ir shel zov, the Rav Meir mechayev chatos, Rav Elazar shori lechatrila. So here we see a yochid and a yochid also, is also similar. The ikir is a rabbi mekilim, that could be, but a yochid keneged a yochid, we don't find that one yochid should be say chayev chatos and the other yochid should be matal lechatrila. Mai hi, the sanye, Leiseitze isha be'ir shel zov. A isha should not wear an ir shel zov, which was a golden tachshit. Vim yotzo chayev eschatos, divrei Rav Meir. Vachomim oimrim leiseitze. Vim yotzo ptura. Zasa mida rabona. Rabbi Elazar oimer yotzo isha be'ir shel zov lechatchil. So kaponim here, I says, Rav Yosef, tiny to Rav Sheshes, what are you tiny? The way do we see that should be such an extreme one is Machai Vachatos and one is Matul Chatchilin. Rav Meir is Machai Vachatos and Rav Elazar is Matul Chatchilin. Omalei Abaye, Nisvoris Rabel, Omalei Abaye, Nisovris Rav Elazar ad Rav Meir koi, da Machai Vachatos, ad Rabonin koi, da Omri Potter Avalosa. The very shveri gemara here, let us see what Rashi and Tosfos have to say. Zot Rashi. Shimer nosan shmorim letluya vesinim. What if the Chami say ein noisnim b'mishameres? What if he did it? So what is the din? Chayev eschatos. So the gemara said, it's a shimer chayev chatos. The gemara brings down the machlokes. By ir shel zov, chayev eschatos, the lav tachshitu elo masui. That Meir holds, it is a masui, it's not a tachshit, it's a masui. Potter, if I'm not mistaken, the Rishonim have to say in Bemeisha, why is it called a masui? I mean, it's a golden thing. That the Pstachsach they say a svor as follows, that a tachshit is something that beautifies the person that's wearing it. That's called a tachshit. Here pshat is a whole ir shel zov. That means it was a heavy shtick gold, and it just meant you saw 5 pounds of gold. You saw the riches. It didn't beautify the person. It just showed how much they possess, how rich they are. That means if a person will carrying $1,000 on the ears, so he'll have the cheres of him, but that's not called a tachshit. That's called, you see how much he possesses. That's not called a tachshit. That's a rameel. Rameel that didn't beautify, just showed how rich they are. Okay, so Mamela, he holds it's a masi, the love tashitu, el a masi. Potter, the tashitu, no, it beautifies. Ulachatrila osa, dumme shalfa machvi. But it's also me the rabbonon, like all tashitama osa, maybe she might go and take it off and show it. So maybe it's also me the rabbon. Yoitze ishe. The man darke le meifek beir shel zov isha chesuve. You have a very isha chesuve. Isha chesuve lo yishol for mach. And isha chesuve is below her dignity to show it off. Like you can see what I am. I don't want to show it off. So memele lo yishol for mach. So that was the Gemara's kashe. So the Gemara Abaye answered a teretz misovres Rabbi Elazar ad Rav Meir koi. Rabbi Elazar is going on Rameya, he's going on the Chachamim. We have to understand the Gemara. But let us see Taisvis. Misovris the Rabbi Elazar koi, at the Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar koi at the Rameya, lo yada Rebbe Maiko Mishani. What does the Gemara answer? What does the Gemara answer? What is the Teretz? So he's going on the Chachamim. But there is a Meir, and there's a Rabbi Lezer. So that's the Meir. Others wanted to say Pashib Shat, that the Rabbi Lezer did not bechlau know about Rabbi Meir. That means that is true. If one Tana would say Chayiv Chatos, another Tana would not say it's Mutter Lechatchilach. I mean, there's no such extreme. He didn't know. That's how you could learn Shat. He didn't know about Rabbi Meir. So he only knew about the Chacham. The Chachamim say it's also the Rabbanon. So he says it's Mutter. So let's look in the Hagov here. Perish, the by the star, by the over the Ra. Perush idaf im loiko yaramei, mikol makam adova temu, ech yech luku besforos rechoikis kol kach, im loi shalo yoda rabo lezo misforos ramei, klum, bezeo kavon asa toisus. He says, Allah, if he didn't know, that's what toisus means. He's going on the Chachamim, but he's still being chaylik with ramei. Unless you'll say, he didn't know bechlal, he didn't know Bechlal about Rav Meir. So Mameila, then we could a little bit understand the sugya. The Taisvis HaRosh seems to answer Taisvis Kasha as follows. It seems there was a three-way machloikis. Or better, it was a machloikis, the Tanakame and the Chachamim. And Rav Meir understood one way in the Tanakame and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Lezer understood another way in the Tanakame and the Chachamim. Now, the Taisa Zerosh would seem as follows. Perhaps we'll say a little better. The Shaila was, what are the Chachamim Chaylik on the Tanakame? Rabbi Lezer says, the Chachamim Achaylik, the Chachamim hold its mutter. It's a machlik, is what the Chachamim hold. Rabbi Lezer says that the Chachamim hold that it is mutter. So Memeilas, the Chachamim hold its mutter, so the Tanakam Achaylik ala Chachamim, they hold its asami de Rabbona. Rabbi Meir held that the Chachamim hold that it is asami de Rabbona. So Memeilas, the Tanakam holds that you're chayiv. So from the Taisus HaRosh, it would seem to say there was a Tanakam in the Rabbonon, and there was a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Meir what the Chachamim hold. And automatically you'll be able to figure out what the Tanakam holds. If the Chachamim holds its mutter, that's what Rabbi Lezer holds, so then the Tanakam holds its also mid the Rabbonon. If the Chachamim holds its also mid the Rabbonon, so then the Tanakam holds Yechayim. So Mamela, not there was a psamachloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer. Machloikis Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer is what the Chachamim hold. In Mamela, you'll figure out what the Tanakam holds. That's how Taisus HaRosh says Pshat in the Gemara. There's a Moiridike Pshat in our Gemara from the Rishash and Daf Nun Tes. At Daf Nun Tes on the base, because the Gemara is really very schwer. I mean, the Gemara says it's impossible, Sheisha says it's impossible there should be such a machloikis, such an extreme, from one holds Chayiv Chatos and one holds its mutter. Can't be such a thing. So the Gemara says that he's going on he's not going on the Meir, he's going on the Chachamim. So what if he's going on the Chachamim? I mean, but there still is a three-way machloikis, there's still a machloikis, minakotz, alakotz. So the Rishash says Moiridik. The Rishash, Adafnun Tesam at Bay, says as follows. He says it's very modern, as we mentioned before. What is the Svara of Rav Meir? Rav Meir says it's a Masui. What's it's a Masui? It's a Tashit. I mean, it's a Masui. So before we said a beer, that the Rishonim say. The Rishash wants to say a different beer. That he wants to say, the Emerson, Rav Meir is Moidir, it is a Tashit. Norvos. The Chachamim asked to wear such a tachshit because it's Dulma, maybe you might go and show it. So the Chachamim asked to wear such a tachshit. So Rav Meir held that since this is not permitted to be worn, le'iskashe, so the Iser derabbanon makes it oistashe. Just like there's a svare in the Minchas Chinuch, if a person will wear shoes, yom kippur. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, besides the Iser of Nilas HaSandal, will also be over al tzeitzor. That means since this is not to be worn, in other words, the Prima Godem has declared a shayla of a person who will wear a shatnas the kebeg, it will be chayav al tzeitzor. So that means that the Iser Teire Sheboi, and who are the Nimnich Sinach Klaus by an Iser Darabonon, if this is not to be worn, so it loses the shame albish. It loses the shame tachshit. So Memele, so therefore becomes a masri. So Memele, so the Rishash says, this is what the Gemara was machadish. Amoyra dike pshat. He himself enjoys the pshat. He says that pshat is as follows. That was the Gemara ends. He says, that is a machloikis, such an extreme. That was the Rabbi Lezer says it's mutter. Had the Rabbonin koi, because the Rabbonin said there's an iser of gzeiris tachshit. So he says, no, there's no iser of gzeiris tachshit since he's an iser cheshuvet. So if there's no Iser Darabonon, so Manel Vashteitzich it's mutter to wear. That means you don't have a machloikis min hakotze al hakotze. There's only one machloikis. There's machloikis Rabmei and the Chachomim. The machloikis in Rabmei and the Chachomim is, if the Rabbonon put an Iser on it, does it become a masri midiraisa? This is a psazah, lom de sazah, that since they said this should not be worn, so it loses the Torah's Malbish, or it doesn't lose the Torah's Malbish. That's the Machloikis. It's only also me the Rabbona. Rabbi Lezer that says it's Mutter is coming from left field. He says that the Chazal never asked it, because who wears an Irshel Zog? An Ishav Shuvit. So it's Bechal not also. So he's going on the Isa the Rabbona, and Rabbi Lezer had the Rabbona in Koi. Is there an Isa the Rabbona? So he's not Choylik in he's not Choylik when Akotze Alakotze. Between Rab Meir and us. That's what the Rishash has, that's how the Rishash wants to learn Shad. In our Gemara. I got Ulchid is fast. Emes Tain is on our Gemara. He says he doesn't understand our Gemara. As we mentioned before, the Rishonim say that one should be Chayav Achatas and one should be Matal Chatchila. This can't be if you have either a Yochid Keneged Yochid or Rabbim Machmirim, like our Mishnah, and a Yochid says it's Mutal Legamri. But if we have a yochid that is machmer and a rabbin that are meikul, that could be. That's what Rishonim say. So Memele, the Svas Emes asks a moiridike kasha. I mean, if we don't know like the Rishash, Svas Emes asks, it's not Rabbi Lezer that said it's muta. Rameh said it's a masui. And the Chachomim said it is not a masui. So fakert, in Hilchis masui, there's a machloikis between the Rameh and the Chachomim already. Rameh says it is a masui. The Chachomim said it's not a masui. The Chachomim got asar als a zweite tam. Als gzeiris tachshitim. But you have over here, it's not Rabbi Lezer and Rameh. It's the Chachomim and Rameh already. The Chachomim were choylik behedya and Rameh, and they held that it is muta legamri, it has a teres tachshit, not a teres masi. Now they're answering mitzad acher, als the gzeir of tachshitim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mishum mai masrinem be. Now if you tell me, we just were machadish, that mishama shimer mai ravkanes adishai vachatos, so if a person puts shmorim over a mishameres shechai v'chatos, mishamayim asrinem bei, what is the asrom? The Piskei Arid explains this, the Taisis Arid explains this beautifully. He says, we learned havore lechalik yotzos, havore lechalik yotzos, the Tzadatera was machadish, that means without the Pasuk havore lechalik yotzos, if a person would be mechalul Shabbos by doing 10 malachas, b'shoikik. So it would be, he's over one Iser, he's over the Iser of leisase kol malachim. Just like if a person eats 10 kizesim of chaylev b'shoikik, he brings behelem echot, he brings one kolb, because he did one Iser, of Achilas Chaylet. So he did one Issa of Asiyas Melacha. We have a pasuk Avara Lechalik Yotze, so the Torah was Mechadish that each Melacha is a Bazunder Hashem. There's an Issa of Boire. The Issa is not Chilul Shabbos. The Issa is the Issa Loisase Boire, Loisase Loisase Merake, Loisase Mevashel. That means each one has a different Shem. So since each one has a different Shem, so Mamelos, if a person is Boira Maraket, he brings two Kabonis books, it's two different Averis. Now that has a din two different Averis, Lagabi Achiev Chatos, Lagabi Balkus, it's also called two different Averis. There's an Aver of Maraket and there's an Aver of Boira. So Mamelos, now therefore the Gemara holds, you have, now it's very important to find out, Mishamer, what is the Aver of Mishamer? Mishama, which is a toilda, is it a toilda of Boira or a toilda of Merakid? You have to know, Mishamai Masrina. Rabbi Omar Mishum Boira, Rabbi Zeira Omar Mishum Merakid. So Rabbi says that it is also Yemasral's Boira, Rabbi Zeira Omar Mishum Merakid. Omar Rabbi, Kevosi Didi Mistavre. It's Mistavre that Yemasral's Boira. Madalke Shal Boira, Neutel, Euchel, Umeiniach, Apsoilet. We'll see soon Taisus and Klal Godel, which Lechere, we are under the impression that not Boire, Euchel Miter Pseus is not Boire. But let's forget about that problem now. So Rabbi says, just like by Boire, Neutel, Euchel, Umeiniach, Apsoilet, you take the Euchel and your Meiniach, Apsoilet, Havoche Nami, Neutel, Esa Euchel, Umeiniach, Esa Apsoilet. Now, That what Rabbi says is considered neutel oichel umeiniach psoilus. It means as follows. That means you have, when you put the juicy shmorim over the mishameres, so you have a tarubis. What moves and what remains? So the juice moves, it runs out, it runs through the mishameres. And the psalas, you put them down, there they remain. So the dover that's not, the dover that moved, that's good. So you took oichel from psalas. The psalas, nothing there, you put them there, they remain there. The liquid went through the mishameres. So it's neutel oichel umeniach es psalas. So the oichel went in umeniach es psalas. So that's similar to boire. Omar Rab Zeire, kibosi didi mistavre. Madalkei shal merakeid psoiles milamailo v'oichel milamato. Now merakeid is when they sifted flour. So when they sifted flour, the psoiles remained on top of the sieve, and the oichel went through. So, Omar Rabzeir Kibosi Dimistav, Madalki Shal Marake, Psoilus Milamailo, Vaoichel Milamato, Avochinami, Psoilus Milamailo, Vaoichel Milamato. So here also it's Psoilus Milamailo, Vaoichel Milamato, that is by Merake. So here by Mishamer, it's also the same thing. It's Psoilus Milamailo, Vaoichel Milamato. Now let us see Rashi. Mishum boire, bahai nami boire hu. This is also boire. Kevose didi mistavre, di asre bei mishum boire. If one will be masre mishum boire, asroi, this is asro. De neutel oichel umeiniach psoiles. Zogt Rashi, ule rabbe, Hu adin nami di asri bei mishum merakit havi ascho. That means Rabbi said this is similar to boirer, that is neutel oichel. You're taking the oichel from the psoilus. So memele here you have this dimyon also. You're taking oichel from psoilus. Leidach gise it is also similar to merakit. It is similar to merake, that just like by merake you have psoilus lamaila v'oichel lamato. Here it's also the same thing. Avo l'rab zeire, I asru bei mishum boire, Lav Hasrohi. It's not called Hasro. The Loidami Leboira. Sheha Oichel. Because over here, Sheha Oichel Lemato. Upsoilis Lemailo. Ashenkin Beboira Kitnius. Shapsoilis Lemato. Boira Kitnius seems that they used to put the Kitnius in a type of a sieve. And the foreign objects which were ma'urev with the kidneys went through the sieve, and the sieve remained, and then the kidneys remained on top of the sieve. That was the meloche of boire kidneys. So just like over there, the psoilus there, the psoilus is lamato, and the oichel is lamailo. That's the case of boire kidneys. So he holds, so he can be chayiv, a meshamer, als boire, because by boire, the oichel is lamailo, and the psalus is lamato. Now, let us just think for 1 minute, why is, let's say, boire kidney is called oichel mitoich psalus? Why is that called oichel mitoich psalus? So it could be why is this called Oichel Mitoich Psailus? Why isn't it called over here we say that since the Oichel separates from the Psailus, this is called Oichel Mitoich Psailus. So what in the case of kidney is why is it called Oichel Mitoich Psailus? Perhaps there could be a svore. I mean, there's a svore that Eglital says, but this would be shver according to Rashi. Eglital says if he's holding it in his hand, so whatever he's holding, that would be called he's taking this from that. If he's holding it in his hand, by Mishamer, he's not holding it at all. So there we say that which separates itself from the taruvis, that's called Oichel Mitoich Psailus. But if he's holding it in his hand, that makes it, whatever he's holding is called Oichel Mitoich Psailus. So then Mitzad Echad would be very good why Rabbah holds Boirer is Oichel Mitoich Psailus. The kidneys remains in his hand and the Psailus falls down. Therefore that is called Oichel Mitoich Psailus. That is Boirer. He says, and it's similar to Meraked also. He says, Meraked could be, it's called Psailus Mitoich Oichel. Because there he's left over with the Psailus. Aber Meraked is a Maile. Meraked has a Maile. It's Psailus Le Maile, Va Oichel Le Mato. So it could be, perhaps this is Takipshat according to Rashi. He says, Rabbi held that Mishamer has the characteristics of Boira, and Mishamer has the characteristics of Meraket. This is Shitas Rashi. The characteristics of Boira, because it's Oichel Mitoich Psailus. So here it's called Oichel Mitoich Psailus, because since nothing is done, so that which separates itself, that is called, that was separated from the Taruvis. By Boira Kitni is there, it's called Oichel Mitoich Psailus. Because that what he's holding in the sand, he's called, he took, if he's holding it in the sand, that's called, he took this from the Psailus. So therefore, there it's also called Oichel Mitoich Psailus. Merake is Nyesod Psailus Mitoich Oichel. Because he's left over with the Psailus. But Leidach Gise, there's a similarity to Merake, that just like by Merake, Psailus lamailo v'oichel lamato. So it's also Psailus lamailo v'oichel lamato. So Eisus Rabbah looked at it that any similarity to one of the two others is sufficient to be masre. So it has characteristics of Boira and it has characteristics of Merakeit. And Rabbi Zeira held no, that alone, that it is not doime to Boira in this nekude, that it's Psailus. That it's not Psailus. Here it is Psailus Lamailo Va'oicha Lamato. So Memele, that makes it only similar to to Beurer, and only symbol to Marakeid and not to Beurer.